Welcome to this new episode of Reimagine, the podcast program by the GSR Foundation about innovation on publishing and reading.
In this new podcast episode of Reimagine, we offer the remarkable presentation by Roberta Franceschetti about some of the emerging trends and her suggestions about the impact on business models and reading habits of children and teenagers. Roberta is a content consultant and analyst who's been working in both publishing and children's media for the past 20 years. She co-founded Mamamoo, a website that promotes media education for children and content makers, a creative studio that produces content for kids and families across different media platforms.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Thank you for having me here. Today, I'm going to briefly go over some of the emerging trends in media consumption, and I will focus mainly on young audiences and on reading platforms such as Webtoon and Wattpad, because they can provide us with an idea of more general trends. Now, first of all, just a few words about myself. I am the co-founder of Mamamoo. Mamamoo is a non-profit organization that promotes media education. We help teachers, librarians, educators, and families through educational programs and through our website, mamamoo.it, which reviews quality digital content for kids and promotes good practices in the use of digital media, both at school, in libraries, and at home. I'm also the co-founder of Content Makers, which is a digital a cross-media content agency. We help publishers and organizations in develop projects across different media. We've recently worked with the Bologna Children's Book Fair for the Bologna Ragazzi Cross Media Award, and we are working on the Meteo Heroes project, which is a sustainability project which goes across a TV series, books, podcasts, and it targets kids, basically primary school kids. Well, the first trend I want to talk about is the spread of hybrid languages. Now, hybrid languages and iconotexts, basically. They are modes of communication in which words and images come together and then complement each other. We live in a mainly visual culture in which these hybrid forms of communication are spreading, and they are very popular among young people. We find them in memes, obviously, in chats, because on WhatsApp, for example, we use words and emoji, which are pictograms. So they are basically images. Iconotexts are also the main form of communication on social media such as TikTok and Instagram, which we have just seen they are the most loved by Gen Z. In fact, on TikTok and Instagram, videos and images are always, or most of the times, complemented by text captions. So my guess is that this spread of hybrid forms of communication, of iconotext, is one of the reasons why graphic novels and comics are becoming so popular among children and kids and young adults. Because basically, they require the same reading skills, as you need to read the image together with the text. And that's what happens also in the other forms we've seen just now. So I believe that if we want to promote reading, we should engage readers with different reading experiences And if we want to engage them, we should do that through conversations which are meaningful to them, which means using codes with which they are familiar and that they like. Sorry about that. Okay, the second trend I want to cover is that deep reading online is becoming social reading. Deep reading is a lonely experience. In Italian, we say lettura immersiva, which gives the idea of plunging underwater and being totally isolated from the outside world. So this kind of experience is better performed on paper. When we read, for example, a novel on paper, when we read on screen, we read faster, we're more distracted, we skip to keywords, we have external links, etc. However, a reading platform such as Wattpad manages to have kids and young adults reading long novels on a screen, on a connected screen. So why is that happening? My idea is that they engage the readers through comments, through a social environment. So on Wattpad, you don't read alone. You read a novel together with millions of other readers that read the same novel. They put like, they comment. You can read other people's comments. You can answer to them. So deep reading becomes a real social experience. As Alan Lau, one of the founders of Wattpad, says, story comments are an integral part of the Wattpad experience. And like many of you, I find reader comments and reactions as entertaining as the story itself. And in fact, many young people would tell you that they spend more time reading other people's comments than the story itself. So that might be a problem, but it's something we have to deal with. Now, a similar thing is happening on Webtoon. Webtoon is a platform for webtoons. Webtoons are the digital equivalent of manga, the Korean manga. On Webtoon, you read on a small screen of a smartphone, and you swipe down. So they have a vertical format. Sometimes your illustrated plate doesn't fit in your smartphone screen, so you have to scroll down to appreciate the full plate. And that obviously has an impact when you want to bring a webtoon on paper, as a graphic novel, for example. But we will go back to this later on. On Webtoon, users can read, they can comment, they can translate, and then they can create their own webtoons. And what happens on Webtoon is that you can find thousands of comments with hundreds of threads. People would comment, other readers comment, and sometimes the author of a popular comment would go back and thank the other readers for putting like or answering to his comments. So this is really a very important part of the experience, of the reading experience on Webtoon too. Now, on Webtoon, the interaction is not only between readers, but it's also between the reader and the author. The reader might ask the author about the plot or come up with ideas of how the story is going to develop. They hold sessions of questions and answers. So the author has to really nurture this relationship with readers, because the more comment he or her get, the more interaction it gets from the reader, the more visibility it has on the platform. So they either through the platform, through Webtoon itself, or on social media, they should try to engage and interact with their readers. So what my idea here is that if we want to engage readers, even when through books, through paper books, we should transform reading into a social experience. We should offer them a time or a space or a moment or an event in which they can talk about what they have read with other readers. And mainly, maybe they can also build new narratives starting from the stories they like. Because they want to have a leading, readers want to be in power. They want to have a central role in the experience. They want to have a central role in the stories they love. Now, the other trend I want to point out is the spread of new business models, such as binge reading. Webtoon has a pay-per-view model. So you pay when you read, and it has a serial structure. They publish one episode every week with a very strict calendar, and they put cliffhanger at the end of each episode so that you get addicted to the story and you are willing to pay if you want to read more. What happens? Okay. What happens is that for finished stories, you have a certain amount of episodes, a certain number of episodes that are for free. And then if you want to go on reading, you need to pay a daily pass. For ongoing stories, such as Rachel Smythe or Lore Olympus, you have one free episode every week, but you can read the following episodes by paying Fastpass and paying through coins. Like this, you have the episodes 155, 56, and 57. You can read them for paying coins. And if you don't have coins, you can read a certain number of episodes of selected stories that a Webtoon wants to promote, and you get free coins for that. So basically, you have to pay if you do not want to wait, and you have to read if you do not want to pay. It's a very flexible model that is always changing. Another platform which is connected to Webtoon, because it's a partner of Webtoon, and many of the authors that publish Webtoons are also on Patreon. Patreon is a platform that allows fans to actively support the creators they like. They sign up for a monthly subscription and they obtain exclusive content from the authors they like. It might be preparatory sketches, for example, or non-canon versions of the stories, or adult, mature version of the story, which, by the way, it's not allowed on Webtoon. It's very strict on mature content. So the business model is very flexible, both on the author side and on the fan side. Authors share a percentage of the earnings their revenue with the platform, and the percentage grows according to the service they get from the platform and according to the number of channels they can contact their fans through. So if you can basically use more channels to contact your fan base, you pay more. And on the other side, readers, fans, pay more if they get more content. The more you pay, the more exclusive content you get. So my takeaway here is that we should nurture readers with exclusive content, and we should experiment with new business models. We should try to, what Webtoon does is they test a model of payment. They go back, analyze data, and then they change it. They are very quick in doing that. I know in brick and mortar world, that is not that easy and it's not as fast. Now, the other trend I want to talk about is cross-media expansion. This is something not new, obviously, but it's brought to a whole new level by Wattpad and Webtoon. Now, Nather, who is the owner of Webtoon, has recently bought Wattpad. They have merged. So now Wattpad and Webtoon can count on a combined audience of 166 million people. And they have a content universe that goes from web novels to digital comics, print books, graphic novels, movies, TV shows, and animation. So their stories go from one end of that content universe to the other. And it's interesting to read the definition that Wattpad gives about the company. Wattpad has always been more than reading and writing. We are an entertainment company. Our vision is to entertain and connect the world through stories. Since our inception, Wattpad has been an IP factory with built-in fandoms. So basically, they create stories. They have a fan base to which they promote their stories, and they are an IP company, so they can promote the story across different media. Okay, a similar thing is happening on Webtoon. Most of the most successful stories on Webtoon have become TV series, or Lord Olympus has been published as a graphic novel. Tower of God has been turned into an anime series on Crunchyroll, which is owned by Warner Media. And then there's Sweet Home, which is a horror webtoon, which has been turned into a live-action TV series on Netflix. On Netflix, by the way, we have a tag, Korean dramas based on webtoon, which gives us an idea of how webtoons are popular and they spread across different media platforms. Okay, I have a problem with... Okay. Probably following the success of Rachel Smythe's Lord Olympus, which was published as a graphic novel, now Webtoon has launched Unscrawled, a project which plans to publish the most successful webtoons as graphic novels. For example, Tower of God, True Beauty, Curse Princess Club. They plan to do that together with Wattpad Books, which is the division of Wattpad that turns Wattpad novels into paper novels. So here my idea is that the publishing business should tear down fences. So we should curate our stories across different media, because otherwise somebody else is going to do that, and they might do it not in a way that is most profitable for books. We know that a successful movie can turn a book into a success, a publishing success, and the other way around. So things are connected. Publishing cannot be isolated. The whole media environment is really tightly connected now. Now, the last trend I want to talk about today is publishing with data. Every year, Wattpad publishes the trends according to the most successful hashtags that have been used on the platform. Now, here I've put the 2020 trends, because I believe 2021 trends are less extensive and less interesting. And my guess is that Wattpad is less willing to share for free insights on their consumers over time. If you look at I couldn't find the old ones because they have been removed on online, but I'll try to ask them if I have the chance. Anyhow, this gives you an idea of how data are important. Wattpad says that data are their superpowers, so, and they are a key to their business. They use data not only to find, to give insights about the, what readers, appreciate, but they use data also to find potentially successful stories. For example, they use data to analyze readability, to find the stories similar to past hits, basically to, find new potentially successful stories, both for the platform, but also for adaptations to TV and to other media, because they have, remember, that big environment, media environment they represent. Wattpad is not the only business that is doing that. I wanted to bring to present here another case, which is Epic. Epic is a reading platform targeting kids up to 12 year old. They publish 40,000 titles by publishers across the world. And in 2019, they have launched Epic Originals, which is a project that aims to publish original stories based on children preferences, according to the data collected by the platform. So they know that Epic's team knows that children prefer owls to chickens, or chickens to hedgehogs. Kids hunt for unicorns almost twice as often as they look for mermaids. Volcanoes are more popular than tsunamis, which are more popular than earthquakes. So think about what is the central theme you would pick for your next book if you knew that. Okay, I don't have really a takeaway, but I have a question for you. Most of these platforms have become from being distributors to being producers of content. So what happens if those who have all the data about readers and media consumers start to publish their own books? And I leave you with that question, and I thank you.